I'm here with Ben Phillips, who's campaigns director for Oxfam. Ben, why are you here today?
Well, Oxfam's here because we're the people that have to pick up the pieces when all the disasters strike, and we're seeing the cost of climate change in human lives. For the past 5 years alone, that's since the last time leaders met to talk about climate change, 112,000 lives have been lost. 650 million people have been affected by climate change-related disasters, and $500 billion has been lost. Now, the cost is just too much. It's not just about nature. This is about human beings. This is a human being crisis. And so Oxfam, as a humanitarian organization, has to be here to say to leaders, enough.
And what are you calling for them to do on Tuesday next week?
Well, first of all, we're calling them to show up. The leaders of Canada, Australia, Saudi Arabia, Russia aren't even set to be there so far. Many other leaders are not even sending, you know, their own head of state. But in addition to that, we're calling them to commit to 2 degrees. That's what the science says, a 2-degree rise. That's what the science says we can cope with. Any other agreement is saying we are willing to see millions of people suffer, and we think that's completely unacceptable. But once you say 2 degrees, you also have to put your money where your mouth is. We need $100 billion pledged in climate finance. That sounds like a lot of money, but for a crisis that we face, this is something that leaders can afford. In fact, we can't afford for them not to do it.
Some people may be pretty sympathetic to the march, but maybe thinking, you know, we've been campaigning about this thing, we've been talking about this for so many years, and not a great deal has changed. Is it really worth it?
Well, if you ask the suffragettes or the civil rights movement or the Indian freedom movement, just 10 years in or 20 years in, how's it going? Have you achieved? They'd say, well, we'll keep on fighting until we win, and we'll do the same, because the alternative is so appalling, but also because history shows that in the end, the power of the people is stronger than the people in power. We fundamentally believe that. We never thought it could be done by one march alone, but we are going to keep on marching, we're going to keep on challenging, and this is the people's voice saying to our leaders, we will not accept you accepting a situation where millions of people are going to be left hungry and homeless. This is completely morally unacceptable. And so voices from the green NGOs, from charities like Oxfam, Christian Aid, CAFOD, from leaders like Desmond Tutu are saying, we demand action. And we're showing today in London, in New York, but also in Kathmandu, Papua New Guinea, New Delhi, we are showing that ordinary people want this to happen, in fact, demand this to happen.